You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, a new piece of theatre exploring the lives of young disabled people is about to start its tour in the UK. High Times and Dirty Monsters is a co-production between 20 Stories High, Grey Eye, Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse and Leeds 2023, and has audio description and British Sign Language integrated into the performance. We're joined by cast member Billy Pearson and producer Leanne Jones to learn more about it. Hi Leanne and Billy.
Hi.
Leanne, can you give us a brief overview of the show?
It's a show which explores what it feels like to be a young person in 2023. So we've had so many conversations with young people across the country who identify as deaf, disabled or neurodivergent to just kind of explore what are the important stories that they feel need exploring and talking about on this real big national creative platform. So this is the show. It's a real state of the nation show. It's a beautiful show. So many art forms involved. It's really joyful. It's really celebratory. It goes to some really hard places that reflect those conversations that we've had with young people.
And how did the show kind of come together from the very first idea to including all of these different elements?
Well, we've always, at 20 Stories High, we've always been massive fans of Grey Eye's work and how access is at the heart of everything they do on and off stage. So we've been chatting with Jen, Grey Eye's artistic director, saying, when should we do something together? When should 20 Stories High and Grey Eye join forces? What we're really interested in is asking questions that we don't know the answers to, and young people being absolutely at the heart of those processes, young people working out what the important stories are to tell and the ways I feel most authentic in terms of telling those stories. So young people work with us to kind of go, okay, what are the art forms we want to include? So then we were like, okay, right, this show needs to have choreography, movement, beatboxing, live music, really good acting, good writing. So we then just went on a process. We had two R&Ds, one was supported by the National Theatre, and we just explored the stories, themes, the art forms. It's evolved massively over the last year. So we worked on a script back in April, which is totally different to the show today. So yeah, we just all worked together to put our skills and expertise and questions together. And it's been a really, really, really collaborative process. And the performers on stage have added so much as well.
And I guess that perfectly brings us over to Billy. So how have you found performing in High Times and Dirty Monsters so far? And how is it different from other theatre experiences you've had?
It's been a really interesting experience, to be fair, because I've just come out of drama school. This is my professional debut. So it's really interesting to step into a room and collaborate with people who have been working on something before you're aware of the project itself. So I've come in and I've brought my ideas and, you know, what I think can evolve and work with the character of Connor and my own experiences that relate to his. And it's been really nice to have sort of guidance and input and this collaborative workspace. It's been really interesting to sort of work alongside the director and the assistant director to really like hone in what it means to be the character of Connor, what it means to the audience to have this character discuss what it is to be a young person in 2023.
And what are some of the key things you want the audiences to take away?
Well, hopefully that it's, although being young, you have this bounce and this natural energy, it's never always a simple, easy task to just get by. Well, you have all these external factors of social media, money, finances. There's so much more that comes into what it means to be young. And I think the story of Connor in particular, the importance of his story is he's more than just a young disabled person. He's a young person with a disability, with other issues ongoing. He's just someone who's trying to get by, just someone who's trying to live and survive. And he goes on a journey and comes to a point of understanding that it's okay to communicate and it's okay to ask for help, ask someone to be there so you can lean on and aid you and support you. Help is always there and help is always ready. It's available. People want to help.
How has the well-being theme within the performance translated to working towards the performance?
They have been absolutely gorgeous in everything around well-being. It really is at like the forefront of every company involved. Like what they want is you to be happy and to feel comfortable and feel safe in the work whenever we start, we come in, we check in with one another, see how everyone's doing. They take note of people's access needs for the day and then move forward that day using these what they've taken note of, and they make these changes straight away in order to make you feel comfortable and accommodated. I'm going to have to give a special shout out to a lovely woman called Donna, who is taking everyone's access just on board so, so incredibly. If you're having just a bad day, she's there to talk. If you need anything, I can't express to you actually how amazing they have been when it comes to well-being. Yeah, they really follow that through.
Access needs are integrated into the performance, so you've got audio description and you've got BSL. Why is it so important that disabled audience members are considered during the development process and that it's a key part of the performance?
The story is being told, like, pivotal to our generation. It's so important that people understand what it is like to be growing up. So I think every language that can be incorporated should be incorporated, and the way they go about it is just incredible. Audio description being put into the writing as one way of doing it. We use elements of Foley as well. Grace, who's on our beatboxing and our Foley artist and music artist, she uses her voice and the sound she makes to accompany certain elements of stories to make it really clear through sound as well, which is just incredible. So that, alongside the integrated audio description that comes through the character's dialogue, paints a really, really clear picture for visually impaired theatregoers and audience members like myself. So integration is so important because it's language. It's the language that needs to be understood. It's language that needs to be served. And the way it goes about integrating it is incredible. Chandu does such an incredible job in every single story told. She is there and she's integrated. She's not just stood on the side of the stage telling the story through sign. She's a part of the story. She goes on a journey with these characters and she embodies so many different characters that communicate through sign. It feels like, why can't every show do it? People deserve to be able to understand what's going on. It doesn't do anything but elevate the show. So it's when people are able to see it, and I hope people are, it really does bring into question of, wow, how can we do this more? Because all these languages coming together just makes theatre that much more accessible and that much more safe. You know, it's a place where people can go to hear these stories and get away. And with all these access requirements coming together and being brought together so beautifully, it just does that in such a unique and incredible way.
We've also been working with an amazing video designer, Ben Glover, to look at our creative captions too. We've just been on a big mission to go, how can it be as inclusive as possible? It would be so counterproductive to have really rich and meaningful conversations with so many young people and then for them not to be able to access the story or for it not to be accessible for the widest audience possible. So yeah, we've got like this amazing creative and production team together who just bring their magic to it to increase inclusivity in so many different ways. So Ben's just providing really, really beautiful creative captions, which are in the hip hop aesthetic as well. So all of the different forms of creative integrated access are just like really complementary to each other. And it's not like anything's fighting against each other. It's like it's one like harmonious world. And it means having a big team and it means spending longer on it. But it's so worthwhile and it's so important to do that. And we want our young people and our audiences to see themselves reflected on stage in a way that feels accessible to them. So the more languages and ways in, the better. And we've just strived to do that in the best way possible.
And speaking of hip-hop as well, hip-hop is a really massive part of the storytelling of the production. Why was it a useful tool for you in telling these stories?
Well, at 20 Stories High, like, we've just always been so interested in hip-hop and, you know, what that means in terms of convention and storytelling. Hip hop, something that's always growing, and so it's like, what's hip hop at the moment? Like, what does that mean to young people? So we're just always really, really interested in how hip hop enables us to fuse art forms together. So we're able to tell different elements of the story or represent characters and what's going on for them in different ways. So yeah, just to be multi-art form and feeling really authentic and current and something that young people really identify with. Just felt really, yeah, right for the show and the way we present the stories. It's our kind of in-house way of doing something.
Billy, as a visually impaired actor, as you said, this is your first professional production outside of drama school. How does the experience of this production make you feel sort of in your career going forward?
It's made me feel excited and hopeful because obviously being an actor, it's a tough enough industry anyway. And I think being visually impaired, disabled, it can feel very lonely. It's sort of proven to me that the industry going forward is such a generous and giving place. It's really moving forward in terms of accessibility. It's 20 Stories High and Grey Eye and all these collaborative producing companies.
And where can people watch the show, come see the show?
Oh, so we open the show on the 9th of October at Liverpool Everyman Theatre. We've got 6 shows that week. Really, really exciting. And then we go over to Theatre Porto in Ellesmere Port for a couple of closed performances for their local community. And then we're at Northern Stage, then Leeds Playhouse, Derby Theatre, Home in Manchester, Bernie Grant's in London. So yeah, check out our website for all of the tour details and all of the dates. And we'd really, really, really love you to come and join us. It feels like such an important political show in terms of what's going on for young people, but it's also a really funny, playful, witty, raucous night out or afternoon out, depending on what time show. Like, we want people to leave the space feeling like they've been moved, they're being provoked, they've had like such a good time. It's celebratory, it's empowering. So yeah, it's 14 plus, but we think any age above 40 would get loads from it. And we really want to think about how it can be the most positive experience for all of our audience members. So please do visit our website as well for all of our resources. So on our website, you'll find a self-care toolkit. You'll find a resource pack that's mainly aimed at teachers and youth leaders. There's mental health resources. There's information around access, including a sonic story and signposting information of where you can get help, which is like specifically linked to some of the themes we explore in the play. And at each show, there'll be an access and wellbeing table. There'll be one of us there as mental health first aiders. There'll be fidget toys, ear defenders. Yeah, loads of stuff available to make sure it's as positive an experience as possible.
Well, thank you so much, Leanne Jones, producer of High Times and Dirty Monsters, and Millie Pearson, actor in High Times and Dirty Monsters, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio and Break a Leg.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.